Welcome to the PAC Football Report for October 8, 2011. I'm Joe Anderico. Once again, we will take a look back at last week's games involving teams in the President's Athletic Conference, while also previewing games this weekend. The conference season is nearly halfway complete following four games on October 1, as defending champion Thomas More and Waynesburg each remained unbeaten in PAC play with impressive wins. The Saints had little trouble posting a 50-7 road decision at winless Teal, while the Yellow Jackets used a stellar team defensive effort to defeat Bethany 23-7. In other action, Washington and Jefferson used a late defensive stand to end Westminster's upset bid and secure a 20-16 road win over the Titans. Finally, the game of the day saw St. Vincent send its game with Geneva to overtime with a Hail Mary touchdown pass on the final play of regulation, only to see the Golden Tornadoes prevail 23-20 in the extra session. Grove City had the weekend off. PAC Offensive Player of the Week laurels went to St. Vincent running back Huey Arrett, who rushed 19 times for 155 yards for an 8.2-yard average versus Geneva, including a 58-yard TD run. Defensive recognition went to Westminster junior linebacker Alex Kernicki, who tallied a career-best 15 tackles, including two stops for losses and a sack against WNJ. Special teams honors went to Geneva kicker Brian Vizengardi for going 3-for-3 on field goal attempts and 2-for-2 on extra points against St. Vincent. Bob Berrickman and Van Zanuck of WBVP Radio in Beaver Falls had the call of Vizengardi's 41-yard field goal to win the game in overtime Saturday.
This would be a 41-yarder. Set down, kick us out, and it is good! Geneva wins the game! Just over the crossbar! Brian Vizengardi, and they're swarming the field! You would think they just won the Pac championship! A 41-yard field goal by Brian Vizengardi, and Geneva wins its first game of the year, 23-20.
Four PAC homecoming games are on tap for this Saturday, October 8, while Teal has the weekend off. St. Vincent will look to rebound from its tough loss last week when the 2-2 Bearcats host 3-2 Washington and Jefferson at Chuck Knoll Field at 1 p.m. WNJ has won all four meetings between the programs since the rebirth of St. Vincent football in 2007, including a 31-20 home victory a year ago. The last meeting in Latrobe in 2009 saw the Bearcats give the Presidents all they could handle on a muddy field, before WNJ prevailed 21-7. Thomas More faces its second winless opponent in as many weeks, as the 4-0 Saints return to the Bank of Kentucky Field to host 0-4 Grove City at 1:30 p.m. Thomas More, which posted its highest national ranking in school history this week at number 6 in the AFCA Division III poll, defeated the Wolverines 31-9 at Grove City in 2010. Grove City's last win in the series came in Kentucky in 2007. Saint head coach Jim Hilvert previews the matchup.
Well, Coach Smith does a good job of preparing his guys. They always play hard for him. And probably the biggest thing is they haven't let up big plays against us. We've always had to methodically have to drive down the field, and they haven't given up that big play against us. And it's been a struggle.
Two teams looking to rebound from tough losses last week meet in West Virginia as 2-2 Bethany hosts 2-2 Westminster at Bison Stadium at 2 p.m. A roller coaster game a year ago in New Wilmington saw Bethany come out on top by a 47-39 final, while the Titans captured the last matchup played at Bethany in 2009 with a 31-28 victory. Finally, Waynesburg looks to remain unbeaten in PAC play when the 3-1 Yellow Jackets host 1-4 Geneva at Wiley Stadium at 1:30 p.m. The two programs have split the last four meetings, with the road team winning each contest. A year ago, Waynesburg prevailed in a 55-42 shootout that remains the highest-scoring game in Geneva school history. Waynesburg head coach Rick Sheppes talks about the challenge of competing against the Golden Tornadoes.
You know, we know Geneva is going to come in here well-coached. They do have 22 seniors, a lot of them who return on the defensive side of the ball. You know, much like us, they're grooming a first-year, you know, starting quarterback. But we expect them to be ready to go. They've played tough opponents throughout the early part of the season.
That's all for this edition of the PAC Football Report. As always, the latest news, scores, statistics, and information on your favorite team can be found at www.pacathletics.org. You can also follow us on both Facebook and Twitter, with links available at the PAC website. I'm Joe Anderico. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you at the stadium.